The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Tonight, as protests for racial justice persist, the president is again stoking tensions on Twitter, sharing a video today of a white couple in an upscale St. Louis neighborhood pointing firearms and shouting at peaceful protesters.
Somebody forced the gate. The first three or four people came in, and I stood up. And announced loudly, this is private property, please go back, leave. As soon as I said the words private property, it enraged the crowd. There was then a horde of people coming through the broken gate.
This is private property. More than 300 people. A horde described. You just heard it there, Mark McCloskey. Deciding enough is enough. I am going to protect my wife. I am going to protect my home. St. Louis, Missouri. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. How did we get here? How did we get here? That hundreds of people think they can trespass and threaten somebody in their home. So that man has to come out of his property with a rifle, with his wife beside him, with a handgun. I'll tell you how. It's very simple. Communism. Now, before you say, no, come on, what are you talking about, Gorka? Let me paint a picture for you. Not a theory. I'm going to walk you through how we get from a communist, a crippled Italian communist hunchback in an Italian prison, all the way up to Black Lives Matter threatening that man and his wife. So first things first, what is communism? If you've never read Das Kapital, if you've never read the raving rants of Karl Marx, it's okay. In a sentence, communism is a utopian ideology that utilizes the use of force to pitch classes against each other so that the oppressed working class will destroy and vanquish the capitalist class and the bourgeoisie middle class until, quote unquote, everyone is equal and no one has private property and everyone receives according to their needs. That's the idea. In reality, it has never, ever been achieved in the 40 countries it has been attempted in, and it has led to the deaths of over 100 million people, with more than 30 million murdered in China alone. Today's version of it isn't the communism of China or the Soviet Union. What we are seeing on the streets of America is something called the new left. Remember that phrase, the new left. I learned it from the incredible autobiography of Andrew Breitbart. Read it. It's called Righteous Indignation. I dedicate a whole chapter in my latest book, The War for America's Soul, to your understanding of the new left and what it is doing in America. Where does it begin? As I said, it begins with a hunchback Italian cripple called Antonio Francesco Gramsci. Write it down. G-R-A-M-S-C-I. Gramsci. He is the ideational grandfather of the new left and everything that threatens modern America and our freedoms today. From Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal to the violence of Antifa and BLM we are witnessing today. These individuals, the fathers of the new left, including people like George Lukács, Hungarian, and Max Horkheimer, together would create something. They always have such wonderful names, don't they? The Institute for Social Research. Sounds so neutral, so lovely. But what was their belief? Their belief as communists was that communism only succeeds in backward countries, feudal countries full of peasants like Tsarist Russia. In the rest of the world, in Europe, in developed Europe, in America, the middle class, the stinking bourgeoisie, is so strong, is so robust, is so resilient that those traditional societies have to be dismantled piece by piece from the inside. That belief is the platform that informs today's Democrat Party. From the unprecedented intrusion into private healthcare that was Obamacare to the anti-scientific insanity of transgenderism. Did you get that, Media Matters? You better get typing. These individuals recognized that the West, that America, is simply immune to crazy concepts of quote-unquote social justice. There is no way that the state would agree to enforcing such concepts. So, what did they come up with? Horkheimer developed something called critical theory. And if you think Gorka's just rattling on about some abstruse, weird fringe issue, go to any established college today. Not Hillsdale, not Liberty University, not Grove City, the rest of them, and look in their course catalog for the phrase critical theory. And then get back to me, because then you'll see how much the new left has succeeded. According to this theory, which now dominates the social sciences across America and most of the Judeo-Christian world, the current state of affairs, the way that we run our world, must be relentlessly challenged on all fronts by the left. Because power is in the hands of those who do not deserve it. All standing relationships and all dominant concepts must be criticized relentlessly and then dismantled, even language itself, until modern society is deconstructed into pieces and incapable of defending itself from being rebuilt along Marxist lines. Horkheimer recruited other fellow left-wing travelers, Herbert Marcuse, Theodore Adorno, and Eric Fromm. These names are revered by today's leftist radicals like AOC, like Ilhan Omar. They have put their ideas into action with their prescription that the West's Judeo-Christian, democratic, and capitalist free market institutions must be repeatedly attacked until they collapse, starting with the family and ending with the nation state itself. That's why Black Lives Matter's manifesto targets the nuclear family. That's why they say defund the police. And that's why Democrats are calling for open borders and the dismantling of ICE. Now, do you understand? This is not an accident. For more, read my book, The War for America's Soul. We will continue the discussion with Andrew Klavan, Lara Trump, Lord Conrad Black, Jerry Falwell Jr., and Daniel Hoffman. Don't touch that dial.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I grew up on Madness, and I didn't even know that Scar was a thing. Thank you for that, Shad. If you have had enough of the what did the president call it? The Kung Fu flu. If you want to travel again, live a normal life, join me for the trip of a lifetime. It's the Stand With Israel 2020 tour. We're going with Mr. My Pillow. Yes, Michael Lindell. December 2nd to 11th, we're going to visit scores of historic, cultural, and faith-based sites. Walk where Jesus walked the earth. Go right now, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Stand With Israel 2020 tour. You won't regret it. He's my favorite podcaster out there. He is a man of letters. Follow him at Andrew Klavan. There are no E's in Klavan. K-L-A-V-A-N. Author of a fabulous series of fantasy books called Another Kingdom. And his autobiography, truly a remarkable piece of work. The Great Good Thing. Grand Galactic Master, Andrew Klavan. Welcome back to America First.
Always great to be here, Sam.
So I just was making small talk in the break with you, and I said, how are you doing? And your response was something to the tune of?
Well, just watching the savages tear our country apart on their daily duty of bringing the country into the dirt. It's been pretty dispiriting, I have to admit, to watch these guys, because I'm old enough to remember the 60s, and I remember them doing this once before, and it is just... And how we climbed out of it, and how, you know, after years, guys like Rudy Giuliani turned New York from a savage city into a city, one of the greatest cities in the world, really a world-class city, one of the safest big cities in the world. And it took him, it took Mayor de Blasio, 3 years to bring it right back to where it was. It's dispiriting to watch these guys undo the work of a generation, essentially, from Reagan on. They just brought back all their policies. we can see, we can look at their cities. We can look at San Francisco. We can look at New York. We can look at L.A. and see what they do to cities. And then they say, and yes, we'd like to be president and run the Senate as well. And people fall for it. It's very dispiriting.
So is this, let's wax philosophical for a moment, because you're right. So first things first, and this is something that struck me last week that really, really, you know, tore at my heart, that people fixed New York. They fixed it.
That's right.
And it's back again. Massive increase in crime, massive increase in homicide. Then if you want to get geopolitical about it, you know, I'm a child of the Cold War, as are you. We won this fight on November the 9th, 1989. Communism had a stake put it through its heart. Andrew, is it the fact that we had the wrong conceptualization of our foe, that it wasn't, in fact, a vampire, but it's a zombie and it's rising again, and now it's rising here in America?
There's that, and bad ideas never die. Yeah. I mean, bad ideas do not ever die. And the reason for that is because bad ideas are keyed into our fallen human nature, whereas good ideas are elevated above that level, so that you have to strive for good ideas. It's a fight for government to remain limited and small. It is easy for government to expand and consume everything. You know, it's a fight to say that people should be free. It's easy. It's typical for them to be enslaved to an overweening power. You know, so it's really just falling into fallen human nature that does it. And I'm just, what I find really depressing is not that the savages are out the gate. They're always at the gate. You know, the barbarians are always at the gate, so that's not what bothers me. What bothers me is how empty and decadent our institutions are, that we have governors, I mean, Governor Andrew Cuomo saying, oh yeah, tearing down statues is an expression or a legitimate expression of anger. We have the mayor of Seattle saying, oh yeah, taking over a part of my city, that's fine. That's a walk in the park. It's a, you know, it's a garden party. We have people whose actual job it is to govern saying, yes, my governance includes allowing violence, looting, takeover of taxpayer-owned property, and I'm not going to do a thing about it. That's the thing I haven't seen before. That didn't even happen in the 60s. And it really is remarkable, and a remarkable statement of how decadent and empty our institutions have become and how decadent and empty our people have become. It's just sad.
He's with the Daily Wire. Follow him at Andrew Klavan on Twitter, andrewklavan.com, the best podcast out there, except for one, maybe. Andrew, there's one more issue that I think is crucial to focus on. Not only are the institutions siding with the barbarians, such as, you know, the governors and mayors of these democratic cities and states, but also the context. We are the freest nation that's ever existed.
Right.
We are the richest. We are the most blessed. When communism was a real threat in the 20s, we had the Depression. We had true exploitation of certain classes. But now there's no excuse for this ideology. Isn't that also another big difference?
It is, especially because you have people, and some of these people are on what I would consider our side, the conservative, the sane side.
Yes.
You have people considering the arguments of these people. So they'll say, let's tear down the statues of Robert E. Lee. And my immediate reaction to that is, I don't negotiate with Marxists because they're responsible for over 100 million murders in a single century. I don't negotiate with Nazis. I don't care what statues Nazis want to tear down. It doesn't matter to me. And yet what they do is they scratch their chin and say, well, maybe we'll give them Robert E. Lee, and they're not going to come back for Columbus and George Washington. And then they come back for Columbus and George Washington, and we hear like, well, George Washington did have some flaws as a human being. And if they're actually negotiating with people who support an ideology that has just wiped out millions and millions and millions of people, whereas our ideology has set free millions of people all over the world. There's seriously not a single human being walking the planet who is politically free, who does not owe his freedom to some extent to the blood and treasure of the United States of America. That, what other country can say that on earth, you know? And so why are we negotiating? Why are we discussing things with people who tear things down? And why are the people in office doing it? It's one thing for some clown on CNN. I mean, they're all clowns on CNN. It's one thing for some clown on CNN to go on and say, oh, yes, you know, it's fine for protests to be violent. But it's another thing for a governor to say it. It's another thing for a mayor, and certainly for Nancy Pelosi, for congressmen and senators to basically say this is okay. This really speaks to something bad. And when all we hear about are the flaws and the failings of Donald Trump. I just look at them and say, well, exactly in comparison to whom? Yeah. You know, who are you comparing this guy to? Because really, he was sent to Washington because these people have lost their hearts, they've lost their minds, and they've lost, you know, the courage to stand up for what is something really unique in history and really beautiful in history.
We just have a couple of seconds left in this segment with Andrew Klavan. Follow him right now on Twitter, Andrew Klavan, K-L-A-V-A-N. Andrew, quick question. How many people do you think in America, the percentage of people that are viewing these events, actually understand the Marxist origins of these organizations?
So probably very few. The press has done a good job of hiding it, calling a Marxist organization Black Lives Matter is a masterstroke because, of course, Black Lives is ridiculous. It's like calling it, you know, we love puppies. So, you know, it's just absurd. They've done a very good job, and they own the communications industry.
Right.
So it's very hard to get the word out.
He is the host of The Andrew Klavan Show on The Daily Wire, author of Another Kingdom, and a fabulous autobiography called The Great Good Thing. Back with Andrew Klavan after these messages. The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump wants to meet you. This will be the first opportunity he's had to meet with American patriots like you since our country started reopening. His team will cover the flight, hotel, and give you VIP access for yourself and a guest. He'll even take a picture with you. All you have to do is text VIP to 88022 today for your chance to meet President Trump. Again, that's VIP to 88022 to enter to win this contest and to join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for 4 more years. Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
Wearing body armor. One person pulled out the loaded pistol magazine. He clicked them together and said, you are next. We're threatened with our lives, threatened with a house being burned down, my office building being burned down, even our dog's life being threatened.
That was Mark McCloskey from St. Louis giving an interview when he said the hordes outside his house who'd broken down the fence, the entrance, the gate to his property. They were wearing body armor. They pulled out loaded handgun magazines and threatened to burn his house down. He stood up to the mob. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First, and we are back with the author of Another Kingdom and The Great Good Thing, host of The Andrew Klavan Show. Remarkably, his name is also Andrew Klavan. Follow him on Twitter at Andrew Klavan, K-L-A-V-A-N. Andrew, isn't this really the challenge of our age, that we don't have enough courageous men and women?
We also have lost the educational system. It all begins with the educational system, as Plato told us. I mean, we've known this for thousands of years, that it all begins with the educational system, and we've allowed our children to be educated by communists, by people who have never. Let go of the dream that you can somehow control the world from the top and remain happy, prosperous, and free. It just doesn't work that way. And so, you know, this is the problem. When I see these kids, you know, most of these kids out in the street are middle-class white kids who don't know anything. The ignorance, the depth of their ignorance is absolutely fantastic. It's just a wonder to behold. They know nothing. And it's just amazing how angry and self-righteous you can be when you don't know anything. You think that would make you humble, but it's the exact opposite. It takes knowledge before you become humble. So these are kids who know nothing. They have been educated in a utopian idea that has failed every single time it's been tried. And so in confronting them, the people who are the authorities who are confronting them have lost the plot of the American story. And I saw this happen once before. When I was in university, I saw these radicals start coming in and saying, why are you teaching Shakespeare? Why are you teaching these dead white males? Why are you teaching Christianity? Why are you teaching these things? And the teachers didn't know. They had forgotten. Nobody had told them why they were doing this. They had just assumed it was all right. And this is the problem. We need to re-educate ourselves in the basics. And really, it's up to conservatives, because leftists have left the building, you know. So it's not like we can change them. We have to stand up and do this. And there are very, very few people. I've been shocked at how many Republicans have refused to... how few Republicans have refused to buy into the Black Lives Matter mystique. I mean, I was so proud of Mike Pence when he went up against John Dickerson on CBS.
Yes.
And Dickerson was saying, never mind the socialism, never mind the communism, never mind the violence, just say the phrase.
Yeah.
Just say the phrase. But, you know, it was like some kind of Twilight Zone episode.
No, it was Maoist. It was like one of those Maoist re-education trials. Just say the phrase!
Right. And Pence had the wherewithal, not just morally and courageously, but he also had the wit to not do it, to just say, no, all lives matter. I mean, this is the thing. So many of these Republicans just don't have anything. And, you know, there's another part of this, too, is a lot of these guys were very, very comfortable with the decadence. They were very, very comfortable before Trump came in and
yes.
ruined everything for them. They were having a good time. Government was getting bigger, spending more, doing less. Didn't matter. They had their limousines. They had their servants. They had their, privileges. And Trump has ruined a lot of that for them, and they can't wait to get rid
of it. Did you just say Bill Kristol? Shame on you.
We
only have a few seconds left, and this just came to me right now, and it's really important that I get your answer, because you live in that liminal space. You're a conservative, you're a Christian, you understand culture, you're a super successful screenwriter, author, podcaster. We can't fix the education system in less than 20 years. Right now, Andrew Klavan, what is our most effective cultural tool to win this nation back?
Probably the arts. We've got to start building the arts and the communication systems that it takes. That, you know, the effect may be 20 years down the line, but we shouldn't be afraid of that. You know, they weren't. They weren't afraid to wait 20, 30 years to get their work done. So we shouldn't be afraid of that either. And we do need to get back educational system. We do need more colleges like Hillsdale. But we also need to just control, not to have some say in the arts and the culture, and to be the rebel band that we are. We are the voice of the counterculture now. We should be proud of that and do it.
I've said it before, and it's so ironic. This is why we must be happy warriors. It's so strange. The conservatives are the cool kids now. And he's one of the coolest. Follow him right now. Andrew Klavan on Twitter, KLAVAN. And subscribe to his podcast at The Daily Wire today. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Our phone number here is 833-334-6752. Still up on the show, Lara Trump, Lord Conrad Black, Jerry Falwell Jr., and former CIA station chief Daniel Hoffman from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you're in pain today, stop and go now to ReliefFactor.com. I lost my lower back pain after just 2 weeks after taking this incredible product. Tens of thousands of Americans are getting relief today with this natural drug-free product. Find out for yourself if it works for you by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for all of us. What are you waiting for? Do it now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
This is America's intelligence update from the front lines of the culture war.
Every week, our intrepid correspondent, Eric, shares with us the stories that the mainstream fake news industrial complex does not want you to know about. Eric, what do you have for us this week?
Well, let's go ahead and start off with my favorite holiday of all time, which is coming up this weekend, the 4th of July. We all like the 4th of July, right? Independence Day.
Of course.
For a great movie. Well, guess what? According to the DNC, if you celebrate the 4th of July, you're now a white supremacist. In a tweet that they posted yesterday at 9:57 p.m. Eastern Time, the Democrats tweeted, quote, Trump's attempted to limit Native American voting rights and blocked critical pandemic relief. Now he's holding a rally glorifying white supremacy at Mount Rushmore.
Okay, and what's white supremacy about it?
It's the 4th of July, didn't you know? He's going there for the 3rd, because it's
right,
Friday's the 3rd.
Right.
And, you know, America, something, something Mount Rushmore, something, something white supremacy, I guess.
So reasons is the answer.
Reasons. And they did delete the tweet. Which
they did?
That
was
going to
be my next question.
Oh, yeah, but the internet is forever, so
right,
it's there.
I need that screenshot. Find it for me. Mount Rushmore, 4th of July. Clearly white supremacy. These people are insane. Second story, Eric.
All right. One of the most American companies to ever America in the history of America. We all love this company. McDonald's.
Yes.
I love every single one of their artery clogging fries, even though I know they're going to kill me one day. On social media, on Twitter specifically, they changed their handle from McDonald's to Amplifying Black Voices.
And I thought McDonald's sells burgers.
I just wanted a burger, man. That's all I wanted. No, their new banner image on Twitter lists a whole bunch of names of black people killed by cops or law enforcement, including such characters as Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown. And they just did a bombarding of posts, including one from a black man saying, quote, black trans women have a very simple message. Stop killing us.
Can you just stick to frying the fries and flipping the burgers? You're not political commentators. This is an encapsulation of the insanity. Okay, give us one more, Eric.
Oh, this is one the mainstream media definitely liked burying. Lincoln County, Oregon, implemented a rule last week regarding the wearing of masks. Specifically that, you have to wear masks in public. However, non-white people do not have to wear masks. Only white people do.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that white people can die?
They said specifically that their concerns were regarding not even the health risks of coronavirus, but heightened concerns about racial profiling and harassment over wearing masks or not wearing masks.
Sorry, if a black person wears a mask, there's a increased likelihood of harassment?
Sounds to me like something that a closet white supremacist would say, but again, they're doing it from the perspective of social justice. Quote, no person shall intimidate or harass people who do not comply, end quote, with the asterisk being only if you're white.
What if I identify as non-white?
Does that mean you're a transracial? Transracial individual?
What if I identify as non-white? Am I exempted in Oregon from wearing masks?
I think you're in some kind of weird legal limbo middle ground.
Hang on. If I can choose my sex, surely I can choose my skin pigmentation.
I think a few people are able to pull that off with surgery or just the right amount of makeup as people like
Dulles. No. Hang on. No, there are people who say, I feel female today, or mm-hmm, I feel whatever, non-binary. What if somebody says, I feel Native American?
I think that would probably fly. They'd probably let that fly because, you know, that's still better
somebody,
than...
Some rapscallion, please try it out in Oregon. Thank you, Eric, for our update from the front lines of the culture war. Let's post all of those stories on our Twitter feed, Seb Gorka, and our Facebook page. Nicely done, nicely done. Let's go. Oh, we lost the person I wanted to go to. People, come on, stamina. You couldn't wait another 60 seconds. Let's go to Jerry in New Jersey, line 2.
Let me shut the radio so I don't talk over it. Okie doke. Well, I came up with a new name for BML. You ready?
BLM.
BLM.
What's the new name,
okay,
Jerry?
What do you call it? Barbaric losers and miserable human beings.
Yeah, you kind of extended it to BLMHB there.
Well, okay, next.
Next, Jerry.
The people over there in D.C., Schumer and Pelosi, they look like the last survivors of the Louis the 16th execution when Napoleon came to power.
What do you mean? They look like members of some overfed royal
like,
elite.
They look like Marie Antoinette and Robespierre before they met their maker.
Well, there is a certain Marie Antoinette quality to Nancy, absolutely. And what's your third contribution, Jared? Because you always have three.
And the third one is, I came up with a new name. It's not the Democratic Party or the Democrat Party. It's called the American Communist Chinese Party.
Yeah, we've heard that many, many times before. We have. I'm not sure that one's going to stick. It's a little bit long. It's a bit like your BLM HB. But we might have to come up with a new name. Thank you, Jerry, for calling. Brent, John, don't go anywhere. If you want to call us, the number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. If you want to text us, thanks to the great conservatives at patriotmobile.com, you can text me directly at 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. As we speak, Kayleigh McEnany is briefing the assembled members of the White House Correspondents Association. We have some incredible video we're going to share with you from Ryan Lizer, who was flamed by Kayleigh McEnany yesterday with a very strange question. He deserved being flamed. We will be sharing that with you momentarily here on America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. It's drug-free. It's natural. And it works. That's the most important thing. Tens of thousands of Americans are gaining relief today because of this incredible product, including Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and less stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Find out if Relief Factor could work for you the way it works for him and tens of thousands of Americans who are taking it right now. Don't take my word for it. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. See the incredible video testimonials across the nation from Americans who are getting their lives back. And then all you do to find out if it could work for you, it's so very, very easy, is you order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. And you take it morning and evening, as do I. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, that if you take it morning and evening for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me and Reggie. What have you got to lose? Do it now. You deserve it. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
And slow, Snowflake. Your attack was no better than that of a clumsy child.
Yes, indeed, Snowflakes. You gotta try harder. Maybe you need a good night's rest. No better way than trying Michael Lindell's premium. My pillows, he sold 45 million of them. And if you're a listener to this show, you'll get up to 50% off his incredible products, including his amazing pillow. The president uses them, so do I. Try them out today. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. You can call them on 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Oh, and by the way, this is your daily reminder. President Lincoln was a Republican, and the KKK was a Democrat organization. How did I do, Shad? Was that good?
Passable.
Was that like my NPR, I'm on Valium voice?
You could probably space your words out a little bit more.
That's good.
Hello and welcome to Public Radio. I am your host, Shadrach. Today, a small man has taken cicadas and has recorded them. It's an album. Here, we will play an excerpt of this album, and it will go on for 2 freaking hours.
Are they on the same drugs? I mean, is there like one IV through NPR's offices?
I'm sure that's where all of the opium that the CIA, you know, confiscate goes.
Oh, yeah.
Goes right to NPR. So
it's like the Matrix.
Yeah.
NPR is like the Matrix. They're in little pods with the Valium being pumped. That was very good, Shadrach. Very, very good. Let's go to James in North Carolina. Line 3, welcome to America First, James.
How you doing, Mr. Gorka?
Good.
So I just wanted to touch on the, you know, the angry white couple that brandished a handgun and an automatic rifle against.
It's not an automatic rifle. You know what an automatic rifle is, James?
No, exactly. That I just wanted to touch on that. I read an article by the Daily Mirror that said that they brandished a handgun and an automatic rifle. And so I'm a service member currently. I'm not going to say which branch.
No worries.
For, you know, but it's laughable. And that's what the media, of course, you would think journalists would do their research before, you know, publishing something. Not an automatic rifle. Not. Even the M16 and the M4 that's used in the military is not fully automatic. And it just goes to show the ignorance and that. And on top of that, it was not peaceful. And if that were my property, like my mother's house or something,
right,
I wouldn't even have warned anybody. They were well within their
bounds. Well, they were on their property. They just already destroyed the entrance, and they were on the private property. I need that. I need to see that article. Stay on the line, James. God bless you for your service. Let's get James a signed copy of The War for America's Soul if he doesn't have one already. Next up here on America First, the one and only Lara Trump. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. Back after these messages. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.